Drone footage by area resident Nick Lavoie captured the moment a Capriel building exploded on January 24, injuring three volunteer firefighters from the Capriel station. Lavoie's video, captured before 8 p.m. on January 24, shows three firefighters in front of the building when it explodes, which sent sections of the building's front exterior falling in their vicinity. As of this morning, a City of Greater Sudbury spokesperson said one firefighter has been discharged from the hospital overnight, and two firefighters remained in hospital for observation. Capriel resident Nick Lavoie captured the moment when a Yonge Street apartment building exploded while firefighters were attempting to extinguish the blaze on the evening of January 24, 2024. Screen capture from video by Nick Lavoie. When they were taken to hospital during the evening of January 24, Assistant Deputy Fire Chief Craig Lawrence said the three volunteer firefighters received non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to Health Sciences North in stable condition. Firefighters were blasting water through the front door of the building when another door to the building was opened and there was a smoke explosion, knocking the firefighters in front of the building to the ground, Assistant Deputy Fire Chief Craig Lawrence said. The website Science Direct describes smoke explosions as being similar to the more familiar backdraft, though the two phenomena differ in a key way. As made famous in the movie of the same name, a backdraft occurs when a large amount of ventilation is suddenly introduced into a closed-room fire environment. The influx of incoming air mixed with the fuel in the space, creating a fireball that can be catastrophic. A smoke explosion, the article states, is a similar, but not as well understood, phenomenon. Greater Sudbury Fire Services battle a fire in a four-plex apartment unit on Yonge Street in Capriel on January 24 that resulted in an explosion that injured three firefighters. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. Anecdotal evidence supports a different phenomenon in which a closed compartment suddenly erupts in flames, breaking glass and even causing structural damage without a vent ever being open, states the 2013 paper by Charles M. Fleischman and GGN Chen of the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand. Greater Sudbury Police Services have joined the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office by investigating the fire to determine the cause of the January 24 fire. Local detectives are also working in collaboration with the Ministry of Labour due to the injuries sustained by the three volunteer firefighters. The fire forced the city to reroute Gova Route No. 105. A man who lived in the apartment building right next to the building where the fire began told Sudbury.com about his narrow escape. Stefan Fex said he heard crackling through the wall of his apartment around 7:30 p.m. this evening and knew he was listening to the sound of a fire. He immediately cleared his home of people and pets. The fire at a four-plex apartment unit on Yonge Street in Capriel was called in just before 7:30 p.m. on January 24. Firefighters had control of the fire before 11 p.m. that night. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. And within 15 minutes of getting out, the entire, neighboring, building was in flames and it exploded, he told Sudbury.com this evening. He described the explosion as catastrophic. All the windows, walls, caved out at the same time. It was crazy, said Fex, who has lived in his building for 2 years. Everyone got to safety before the explosion happened, luckily. The four residents of Fex's building, as well as the five residents of the apartment building where the fire started, are all accounted for and uninjured. Fex and his neighbors are displaced, as a temporary precaution, Assistant Deputy Fire Chief Craig Lawrence said. The four-plex ended up burning to the ground, while Fex's neighboring apartment building suffered some fire damage to an exterior wall. The building was without power last night, and Lawrence expects it also suffered structural damage. It's unclear when the building's residents will be allowed back in. Tyler Clark is a reporter from Sudbury.com.